These two hunters are getting ready to hunt desert mule deer. After putting on their blaze orange, they head off in a direction where they think there might be game. It isn't long before they spot a buck feeding.
Yeah, go ahead and get ready, Bill.
Well, I think he's dead.
Just toss that in there and make sure.
Yeah, come on around. Ooh, mercy.
Oh, yeah, man.
Look at
dead.
The height.
Once you've downed an animal, make sure it's dead and tag it according to local regulations.
All right, this one is legally mine, buddy.
Then field dress it as quickly as possible to prevent the meat from spoiling. Prompt field dressing allows the meat to cool properly, which slows deterioration. And it'll taste better after it's cooked. It's also important to keep the meat clean and dry. Because you're working with a sharp knife, care needs to be taken in this procedure. Always cut away from you. When the organs have been removed, drain or prop open the body cavity to allow the meat to cool. Then it's ready for transport. Be sure to follow all evidence of sex laws so you transport your animal legally. Proper evidence of sex may include the head or certain organs naturally attached. Again, be sure you know the laws in your state or province. Don't ever carry a deer by throwing it over your shoulder. You could become a target. You could also hurt your back or trip and fall. If you have to hike a long distance, strap the game in a backpack frame and put some blaze orange on it. There was a time when people routinely strapped a deer carcass to their fender and drove off to town. But that's not good for meat or for your image. You may be proud of that trophy, but a lot of non-hunters will be put off by the sight of a freshly killed deer.
It sends out a real bad message to the public, especially the people that might be a little indifferent about hunting. Feel like it could turn them against hunting. And what we're trying to do. When I see that coming down the road, I just kind of shake my head and go, obviously these people haven't been hunting very long and they obviously don't respect nature and the animal very much either.
Negative public sentiment has closed a number of hunting areas across the country, and that's a shame because responsible hunters actually benefit wildlife.
Actually, hunters pay $3 million every day for conservation. In 1937, Congress passed the Pittman-Robertson Act, which collects taxes on sporting arms, ammunition, handguns, and archery equipment, and dedicates that money to wildlife restoration, conservation, and hunter education. Also, license fees, stamps, and donations from private conservation groups benefit wildlife populations through land acquisition, development, management, technical guidance to landowners, and research programs that benefit all species of wildlife, not just the hunted species.
One of the safest and most convenient ways to transport your deer is to skin and quarter it and store the meat in a game bag or cooler. When transporting your animal whole, make sure it's covered and kept as cool as possible. However you transport your game, make sure you follow local regulations. And don't forget to stop at a check station if it's required. When you comply with game reporting laws, you're helping to provide valuable data that contributes to effective wildlife conservation.